VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is concerned about the number of short-range missile tests North Korea has launched in recent weeks, disagreeing with President Trump, who has shrugged off their importance. North Korea has carried out 6 short-range ballistic missile tests since late last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un saying they were in response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises that North Korea considers as a threat to its existence. Pompeo also is reported as saying that the United States and North Korea haven't gotten back to the negotiating table as quickly as the U.S. had hoped to continue the nuclear weapons talks. President Trump says the U.S. is very far from a recession, even as forecasters point to warning signs that the world's biggest economy is slowing. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
More economists now say they fear a recession's coming in the next 2 years or so. A strong economy is key to the president's re-election bid, so the White House has been trying to shout down those concerns.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate.
He acknowledges he's considering cuts to capital gains and payroll taxes, but says he does that all the time. It has nothing to do with a potential recession. His big concern now is the Federal Reserve, which the president says must lower interest rates.
If the Fed would do its job, I think would have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sudan's pro-democracy movement and the army formed a joint ruling body, formally disbanding the military council that took power after the military's ouster of longtime diplomat, an autocrat that is, Omar al-Bashir. The new 11-body group called the Sovereign Council is to rule Sudan for a little over 3 years until elections can be held. For more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro confirmed that his government is talking to senior officials of the United States under the authority of President Trump. Maduro said that secret talks had long been taking place between high officials in his government and the Trump administration. The Associated Press reported over the weekend that the U.S. has made secret contact with the Socialist Party boss as close allies of Maduro's inner circle seek guarantees they won't face prosecution for alleged abuses and crimes if they cede to growing demands to remove him. Trump repeated on Tuesday that the U.S. government is helping Venezuela so that the country resolves its political and financial crisis, which Trump attributed to socialism. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte announced his resignation Tuesday, blaming his decision to end his 14-month-old populist government on his rebellious and politically ambitious Deputy Prime Minister, Matteo Salvini. Lauren Anthony has the story.
Giuseppe Conte accused Matteo Salvini of destroying the ruling coalition and putting the economy at risk for his own political and personal gain. Italy's parliament was recalled from its summer recess to decide the future of the barely year-old government, where Conte accused the League Party chief of seeking to cash in on his rising popularity. He told a packed Senate that Salvini's decisions pose, quote, serious risk for this country, and warned of political uncertainty and financial instability. Conte doesn't belong to either of the disrupted coalition's 2 parties, Salvini's League and Luigi Di Maio's Five Star. His resignation will prompt formal consultations to see if a new coalition can be formed. If that plan fails, President Sergio Mattarella would dissolve parliament.
That was Lauren Anthony reporting. President Trump canceled a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark because she won't discuss the possible sale of Greenland to the U.S. Officials in Denmark and Greenland immediately responded that the island is not for sale. The Danish Prime Minister said that while she considers the U.S. to be her country's closest strategic ally, quoting, thankfully, the time where you buy and sell other countries and populations is over. Trump had been invited to Denmark for a state visit, but a White House spokesman confirmed late Tuesday that the trip was canceled. More than 80 migrants are back on dry land after nearly 20 days at sea after Italy seized their Spanish charity rescue ship. The migrants left Open Arms vessel and on to Italy's Lampedusa Island. The Open Arms vessel spent the last 19 days in the Mediterranean within sight of the Italian island, where Italy's hardliner Matteo Salvini had refused to let the ship dock. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.